With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement on overall spending levels for the current fiscal year that could help avoid a partial government shutdown later this month. House Speaker Mike Johnson's hailing the agreement in a letter to colleagues as, quote, the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade. A major winter storm bringing up to a foot of snow and freezing rain to some communities spread across New England, sending residents scurrying to pull out their shovels and dusting off the snow blowers to clear sidewalks and driveways. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says a lot less snow fell than was expected in New York City.
New York City was not hit with volumes of snow as they could have had even the 1 or 2 inches they expected, but it's the coastal flooding along Long Island, southern Westchester, the Bronx, and northern Queens.
As there's icy roads made for hazardous travel as far south as North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, the United States says Russia is using North Korean weapons in its war with Ukraine.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russia recently fired ballistic missiles into Ukraine that were provided by North Korea.
We will raise these arms deals at the UN Security Council alongside our allies and partners, and we will demand that Russia be held accountable for yet again violating its international obligation.
Kirby calls North Korea's missile support for Russia's war effort a significant and concerning escalation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mexico's increased immigration enforcement in recent weeks. U.S. officials say that's contributed to a sharp drop in illegal border crossings. The actions taken by Mexico include forcing migrants off freight trains, sending deportation flights to Venezuela, and flying and busing migrants to the southern part of Mexico. Even if temporary, the decrease in illegal crossings is welcome news for the U.S. This is SRN News. There are some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America last year. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans. But abortion groups say they'll introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts are predicting that those efforts will fail. This is SRN News. One popular trend may be slowing.
Almost every U.S. state has cut taxes in some way in the past 3 years. But that may be slowing as many states head into the new year with lagging tax revenues. Every state except Alaska and Nevada has enacted either permanent cuts, temporary suspensions, or one-time rebates on their income, sales, property, or gas taxes. Neither Alaska nor Nevada charges an income tax. And Alaska also has no statewide sales tax. Though states ended 2023 with record fund balances, these are expected to decline in 2024. John Scott reporting.
Jeff Landry, a Republican endorsed by former President Trump and known for his conservative positions on issues such as abortion, was sworn in as governor this afternoon on the steps of the Louisiana State Capitol. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.